Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Start off, obviously, we closed that chapter last night and moving on to the next one. Got 24 hours, but tough loss. Wasn't happy after the game, wasn't happy on Sunday. It's Monday at noon, and I'm certainly over it, that's for sure. And moving on to a really good Boston College team. But as you go back and reflect, I know you guys had questions after the game. Some I answer, some I can't. But after you watch it, we all know this is a game of momentum, okay? And again, that momentum was up and down. I talked to our guys about, the ups and downs of the game. Every pregame, I'm talking about, hey, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be adversity today. How are we going to respond? And there was certainly the ups early. It's 17-0. Okay. And we got the momentum. Okay. Then the momentum switched with a, kick catch interference. And, and you guys know that whole story. It was an impactful, play in the game, and they get a 3-yard touchdown. And then, but we gained it back. That's the beautiful thing about our football team is they gained the momentum back in the second half. We're up 10 and, we just couldn't hold on to it, for whatever reason. And, and obviously there are reasons. Coaches see the reasons. Players see the reasons. That's what we discuss as we come in here. But I can tell you this, we did make improvement from last week. Okay. And I think that's hard to say because you're like, it's another 7, point loss. We didn't go overtime, but we did make improvements without a question. And again, how do you know that? Number one, it was against a better opponent. Okay. The skill level, the whole deal was a lot better. Okay. We faced a better football team. Okay. And I have no questions about that. And we played and did some good things. I'll start with, defense, probably the highlight of the day, just the way we stopped the run. Okay. Because we didn't stop the run against them last year. I think it was maybe 176 yards. This year we stopped the run and, didn't stop the pass as much as I like, but we did make them one dimensional and we got a chance to win the football game. I think, defensively, there's all kinds of stuff that they want to clean up and we will clean up and make it better. And, got a couple communication errors on a, 13-yard pass, just, wrong safety down, all those different things that happen in a game. But we'll get better, on that. But, just the effort, the attitude, the physicalness of what we did is what I loved on defense. Okay. Offensively, we came out and started fast. I mean, a 10-play drive, take it down the field, get all the way down there on a third down and whatever it was, 5 or 6. And, we got drop pass and probably the best drive of the day is how we open up. So we started fast. I like that. But I thought we looked pretty efficient in the first half. And I thought second half, was not acceptable, by any means. And that's where we got it. So good things there. Some positive things. Again, we talked about the turnovers. Let me go to special teams. Okay. Special teams, 2 gigantic game changing plays. Affected the game in a big way. We talked about the one already. And then the second one is when we, versus a punt safe, there's no pressure. There was no pressure. We got a new long snapper in there. The ball comes back a little bit different, a little bit high and we catch it. And then we, as we try to bring it down, we drop it. Okay. Gigantic play in the game. I mean, those are 2 plays that we haven't done, and we'll never do again. Mark that down. That ain't happening again. But our punters work on jugs all day. I guess we had to work on more high jugs, hit him in the mouth with those balls. But you know, those are two game-changing plays. So wasn't obviously happy with that. But the rest of it, I mean, you got the number two punt returner in the country, and we did a heck of a job on him. I think he had 6 total yards, but he should have had 0 because, we missed a tackle, and he gained 6 yards. But we had 2 guys on the tackle, and T.K. Kinsler should have made the play. Javon McIntyre's got to finish the play off. I think, again, what we did, how we did it, besides those 2 plays, was some good stuff on videotape. But some of the good stuff, Pitt, we averaged 3.5 per rush. Okay. I know you guys had a rushing question. Okay. We averaged 3.5 per rush. They averaged 1.6. Okay. I mean, per play. Okay. And I will say this. I went back and looked, they were 60% pass. We were 58% pass. So I think someone asked a question about running the ball more. 60-40. I don't care run or pass, whatever it is. I think it's a pretty good number to be at. I think that was a question, Saturday afternoon that I couldn't really answer because I didn't know what the number was there. But, so we were, if we were 70%, anything over 70, high, that's a high, number for run or pass. But when you're in the 60-40s, I'm feeling pretty good about the mixture up. And again, there's some runs we even had called where if they line up in front, you just can't run it. You got to check to a pass and all those things. So that stuff happens as we go. Passing wise, we average 8.1 yard per pass. They average 6.6 per pass. Okay. And again, I'm giving you these things for a reason. Total plays, every play, we average 6.2 per play. They average 4.6. Okay. The problem is they had a lot more plays than us. Okay. We got to move the sticks. That's where the issue is. We didn't move the sticks. Don't have enough plays. For example, offensively, we had 35 plays in the first half. They had 20. Excuse me. We had 35 plays in the first half. We had 20 in the second half. I mean, we had 15 less plays in the second half. Well, you can't, I don't care if it's 3.5 or, 8.1 yards per run or, we don't have any opportunities. You can't get more yards. You can't score touchdowns if you don't have the ball. So we didn't move the sticks. We got to fix that. And again, everything we see on tape is visible. And then, defensively, we're on the, it appeared we were on the field for 95 plays in the second half, but we were on the field for 49 plays in the first half. Again, mainly because Biles takes a pick six back and then you're back on defense. So it's Gatorade to go. And then we only had 41 in the second half. So you got to be on the field to score points. Okay. And I think we lost the field position by 278 yards. We won it by 217 the week before. So, turnovers impacted that game in a gigantic way against a really good football team. We're lucky it was a 7-point game. We're lucky. So, and then I'll get into BC. I know that's a long opening statement. I'm trying to give you guys what you probably want to ask, but Bill O'Brien, outstanding coach, even a better person. I like spending time with Bill. He's a heck of a coach. What he's done in his career. Just a great guy. The one thing I'll say about them is they've been tested. Okay. Up until 2 weeks ago, we hadn't been tested. So, and I think we've been tested pretty good now. They've had Michigan State. They've had Cal. They've had Stanford. They've had to go on the road. They've played against good football teams. They have been tested. And that's a bonus for them and us at this point. Offensively, Will Long is our offense coordinator, does a great job. Lonergan is their quarterback transfer from Alabama, super player, accurate, doesn't take sacks, gets rid of the ball. He's not going to let you get near him. Doesn't take a deep drop. They do a good job protecting him. They got tailback in the backfield, Turbo. Turbo can go. And then on the outside, number 11, Bond, and number 4, big dude that had a good game against us last year. A big, almost tight end with blazing speed. Reed Harris is their wide out. So, they know what they're doing on offense. They do a great job, and it'll be a great challenge because they've been tested. They're a good football team. I don't care what the record looks like. I mean, you look at – they've had 3 tough games, and they've been in every game. They've been – they maybe had the same problems we've had as far as just finishing a game off and taking the highs and lows. So, and then defensively, they got, a legend, Pitt man, Tim Lewis, being the, as a defense coordinator, got a ton of respect for what he does and, what he did a year ago. You watch the tape, their kids play faster, well coached. He's a great teacher. He's a great Pitt man. So, up front, they got a big number 88, big defense tackle, McConnell. And then the guy that we got to worry about on the edge is number 15, the Hutchins kid, a big long, individual that's aggressive. He's intense. You can tell he's got a lot of toughness to him. So we got to be aware there. And then their safeties really pop out on tape. A kid named Thornton and Price, KP Price. Those guys, show up on tape a bunch. So, again, it'll be a heck of a game at noon. And again, we'll have our work cut out for us, and we got to get better. Questions?
How do you approach the quarterback position this week and on Saturday?
We're gonna watch practice. We're gonna get better and see where it goes.
Kiko Goeva off the depth chart, Ryan Coretta in that spot.
Yeah.
Can you just talk?
Yeah,
you
know, Keith unfortunately is out for the year. Meant to mention that in my opening statement, but I got too long anyway. But Keith's out for the year with the lower leg, as you guys saw on game day, and it's disappointing. He's a super kid. He's a tough dude.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We're obviously, it's a tough loss. You know, just like any one of your starters, it's a tough loss. So, we'll regather. Work the depth chart and see where we go from there.
What do you like about Coretta in that spot?
He's played both. He's played center. He's played guard, and I just think he's the best guy. He's one of the five best guys to put in there. We got guys behind him. You know, Isaiah Montgomery will be ready. Tyree will be ready, and Jackson Brown will be ready. So those, you know, we got three other guys that have played football for us. I shouldn't say Tyree's, you know, played on the field goal team, but those other two have been in games. Matter of fact, you know, Jackson played tackle for us last year in this game. So we'll be ready to roll and it's a next man up, mentality as everybody is in the country.
And what do you need to see better from Eli?
Consistency. You know, I just think, just where his eyes are, and put the ball where the open receivers are, let it go.
Any consideration given to starting Cole or Mason this week?
We're not going to discuss that right now, but right now Eli's our starting quarterback.
Talk about the rushing numbers. Up until Eli's first interception, you guys were rushing 6 yards for carry on first down. You get a first and goal at the four. Why throw there?
Great question. Because that's what the offense coordinator wanted to do. We're averaging 6.6. We lined up. What personnel group were we in? Not sure. Okay, again, that's coach's deal. We're in 12 personnel. How often do we get in 12 personnel? Not very often. Okay, and over the last 2 years, we've been 100% run in that formation, in that personnel grouping. So why? Because you build tendencies to break tendencies, and it was open too. So we just got to throw a better ball.
Eli goes through a game where he throws two interceptions and gets benched. How do you have to approach it with him this week so that he doesn't end up pressing, being too safe? You want him to play his game, right? But he's now, the most recent game.
That's the emotional part of the game, Chris. We just got to, sit back, take a deep breath. And, that was last week. This is this week and refocus.
What do you identify or what are some of the things you're working on third down?
The great thing is we weren't in too many third down longs. I mean, we had third manageable downs the other day. We just got to get the ball to the right guy at the right time. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, we got good plays. If you go put on the tape and you say, hey, I want to watch third down and five plus, you're going to kind of go, go there. We just got to make good decisions.
So you feel like the plays are there. It's just execute.
got to execute better. We got to block them better, and we got to run better routes and get open.
I know you were down a few guys in the secondary on Saturday, but I counted just Louisville had 15 passes of 10 or more yards, so mm-hmm. a lot of just kind of dead 5,000 cuts, if you will. Just mm-hmm. watching the film, just what did you make overall just on the secondary's performance and how you defended yeah. the pass?
I thought the secondary played pretty solid. The quarterback had a heck of a day. He played well. He played about as good as he can play. And, just little technique things. I mean, we give up the worst play was the 25-yard touchdown, after a drop punt snap, where we play outside leverage and give them the post. It's easy. It wasn't a contested throw or catch. And that's why I'd like to play. We played off. We bailed to it. And that's why I'd like to press for anybody, wants to talk fundamentals. And that's why I love to press, because you don't give them that space and you take away it right at the line of scrimmage. And, hindsight probably shouldn't have bailed out, should have pressed them up, but, just details. We got some guys just not in the right place in the back end, and we have to be. And again, this week, they will take advantage of it. These guys will take advantage of it. And again, there's sometimes we're blitzing and we're playing our coverage that, has been pretty good for us. And he's getting the ball quick. He's getting it. He's finding the right guy. And, give them credit too.
I don't know if we asked you on Saturday, just the final 7 minutes of the fourth when Cole was at quarterback, obviously had that interception with a couple of seconds left. But just what did you make of his time under center?
It was, it was good. I mean, he did a good job like we thought he would. Obviously didn't, create a comeback, and that's what we were looking for, a spark, and we didn't get that. But Cole did a nice job.
With Javon went out, a couple of DNs went out in that game. He came in light on corners. Are you getting a little concerned about your depth on defense right now?
Yeah, I'm always concerned about our depth. I mean, every week it's a, throughout the last, 10 years, it's always, you're every week plugging something up and you got a weakness here or there. You got to cover up for it. I mean, we had a true freshman corner play 93 snaps on defense and 8 on special teams a week ago, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago now. So you're always concerned with that, but, we'll be okay. I thought Kavir Baines came in and played a heck of a game. Yeah, he gave up one of those, I think the biggest pass. Matter of fact, just talking defensively, and again, Steven, we'd like to stop every darn pass, right? I mean, we talk about 10 yards or more or whatever, but like, giving up the explosive, this has been 2 weeks in a row. Our goal on defense is to give up 5 or less explosives. The last 2 weeks, we've given up 3, okay? Alan Bryant was part of a, part of an, I think 2 explosive passes. They had 1 run. What was the run? Anybody know? They ran one. They had one big 15 yards exactly run, and it was a speed option which we've never seen before. And shoot, Biles got hooked around the head, we were there. We just got to finish the play, but that was a big run. So we gave up 3 explosives the last 2 games. So I've been happy with not giving up the gigantic plays because you're going to give up a few of them. And again, just speaking of explosives, we had 7 to their 3. You're supposed to win the game when you win the explosives. You're supposed to win, but when you lose the turnover ratio, you're going to have a problem. So did I answer that? Sorry to be so long.
You gave us the numbers on the rush, but what were your impressions on Joel's and Jakarian with Dez out?
You know what? They played a good game with I was happy with both those guys. Joel's knows what he's doing. The pass protection we talked about a week ago was so much better. They got more reps. All those things. I mean, they prepared as starters, both of them. So I was happy that one. I wish Boosie would have caught the one pass out of the backfield one time, but he's got to hang on to that. But I thought both of them played well and hit the holes where they're supposed to.
Bill O'Brien's had a lot of different stops in his career. What stands out about what you're going to get from one of his teams?
Well, I think he's a pro guy. I mean, I think he'll, what stands out is the matchups that they're going to try to get. They're going to try to get Reed Harris, matched up on our safeties. We got to negate that somehow, some way. The good thing is we've got a year under our belt, and I'm sure he's going to change. I mean, the things that we're going to practice this year, he's not going to do. He's got another bag of tricks, that he'll try to pull out. So that's what good coaches do. So we'll have to adjust as we always do. But the good thing is we got a year under our belt knowing who Bill is and how they do it on offense and what Will Longy likes to do. And, so that'll be the important thing. I thought it was good. I know you guys ask that question every week. I thought they did a heck of a job when you look at it. I mean, we give up 2 sacks. I thought, I mean, You know, you give up two sacks in a game, it's decent. But, again, you know, Eli got one, Cole got one. And, you know, so, but, you know, Ryan Kreda overset the one time when he was in there. But, you know, pretty solid, especially for a guy coming in there in relief. In a position he doesn't, you know, he gets 80% of his snaps at center. And he gets about 20% during the week. Well, this week, obviously, he'll get 100% at that left guard spot.
Just how overall is the morale in the locker room right now? And just when you have games like this, back-to-back weeks where you're up and you can't close out, is there a longer hangover that you have to deal with?
Better not be. You know, I think they're great. I think, you know, like I said, we had a team meeting last night, and I don't worry about that. Our guys love to play the game. You know, I feel bad for them. You know, they don't deserve it. We all work too hard. They work too hard. Coaches work too hard. Everybody in this building works too hard to get those kind of results. But our guys get it. You know, I think, you know, last year we started off 7-0. Everybody's feeling great sitting in this room, sitting in those chairs, and then we didn't finish well. Well, hey, maybe we're not starting so well right now. That's the attitude. But guess what? How about a finish? And that's what we expect. Our guys will always come out and play. You know, we got great kids. They listen. They're coachable. They've been that way since we got them in January. And we'll be all right.
What are your impressions of Kowski through his first four games as your vocal taker?
You know, what's your take? Pretty solid, right? I mean, wish I had one back against, you know, West Virginia, which would have caused us not to go overtime. But I think he's been outstanding. You know, I think we had two illegal procedures on the, you know, we had six penalties the other day, which was, again, another major improvement from the week before as far as the penalties go. You know, I thought Trey did a great job, and especially with, you know, some illegal procedures. You know, they're moving up front, making calls, whatever. We should be fine. Shouldn't do that. That's something we'll fix up this week, because I'm sure we're going to see a ton of it now. They'll be moving all over the place, making all kinds of calls. But we'll be better prepared for that this week. And, but you know, when you get, you know, you kick one and it goes through the uprights and all of a sudden back it up 5 yards, kick it again, like this, like, you know, that could get some guys. It doesn't get him. You know, it's like, oh, I just hit that one. Well, I got to hit another one. Like, it's not him. He just lines up and keeps, you know. So, you know, he's like this.
And do you think Jakarian's earning more opportunities? Do you see, like, he's starting to, like, figure out college football?
Yeah. I mean, you see the burst through the line of scrimmage a couple of times. Like, oof. I mean, he's got a little different gear to him. So, I mean, we, you know, those 1-2 punches and, you know, and then, you know, we hope we have three of them in there, but we got a lot of faith in Boosie, especially since he's been here in the spring and we saw him in some live scrimmages. He's 100% healthy all spring. We know this summer he didn't get a whole lot of work.
There was a video that went viral from the game after Rasheem was picked six, kind of scuffle on the sideline with a ball boy. I'm guessing you didn't see it at the moment. What have you?
Yeah, I didn't see it at the moment. I didn't see it at the moment, you know. Coach LaSalle sent it to me after the game, which I was really happy to watch that. But, you know, probably a little bit overblown. But, you know, what do our guys do after they get a turnover? What do? They go dunk. So, you know, he was just doing like he normally did. And, you know, he obviously got surprised by someone coming in, trying to take it away from him. He didn't know who it was, whatever, thought it was one of his boys. So probably a little overblown, you know, motions of the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.